This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's Mental Wealth with Dr. TK Harris.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to your successful mind. Believe me, inshallah, if you take on board what I teach you here, then God willing, you will find instant insights to success and contentment in testing times and in good times. In this video, we will take an overview. Before you go on, please subscribe and like. By doing this, you'll be helping our mission towards getting a million subs. Once we do this, then we can produce all of our books and other materials free to you. My mission is eventually that all my books, which are already bestsellers thanks to God, can be downloaded for free. My wider mission has always been to be of use to the Ummah. The Arabic word for human being is insan, and the word actually comes from the verb nasiya, which means to forget. Even within this simple word, there is deep godly wisdom. Because it is in our nature as human beings to forget ourselves and be rather unruly and wild if we're not mindful, it's our nature to be forgetful and to make mistakes. Linguists will tell you the word insan comes from the word uns, which means to tame or to become familiar with. And perhaps there's another clue in that. We have to tame ourselves, we have to become familiar with ourselves in order to become more sophisticated and accomplished as human beings. To understand the real depth of this, let's examine some of the things that the Quran has said about the base instincts and nature of man. Surah 4, verse 28. And man has been created weak, lacking firmness to control his vain desires and passions. Surah 70, verse 19. Indeed, man has been created impatient and anxious. Surah 33, verse 72. He is very unjust and ignorant, lacking thought and deliberation. These verses are not criticisms of man. They're simply statements of fact. We have to praise Allah for this accurate portrayal of the state of man. We are designed exactly in the way He has intended. If He accepts us in this way, then we are to accept ourselves in this way too. But what are we to do to improve ourselves? Well, we've been given two other crucial things: free will and instructions. Free will is the ability to decide how we want to think about things, how we wish to be in this world. Instructions come in the form of our religion and from our higher instincts, the things that we can all agree make for a good person. All sane human beings, religious or not, are capable of having higher qualities such as morality, kindness, and compassion. Islam refines and builds on these things. It makes clear the direction in which we are to be guided. Along the way, Allah knows perfectly well that we will mess up and make mistakes and bad judgments, but He is only too ready to help us to correct ourselves, and when we do, we are forgiven the instant we ask for forgiveness and resolve to be wiser next time. You cannot be superhuman. You can only try your best to be as wise and attentive as you can in dealing with whatever circumstance or event that life throws at you. And life will throw things at you, let's face it. We must, overall, be sympathetic to our reality. We can't hope to become free from fault. In fact, that's quite arrogant. We have to spend our life to improve our behavior and to work on our faith, knowing that we are going to have these tensions and deficiencies and quirks and foibles until our very last breath. We earn Allah's pleasure and we become happy by taking the world as we find it. If you really think about this, this is the beginning of any healthy mind. Take the world as you find it. Accept the situation you face. Know that if you don't have this overwhelming need to keep changing things about you or in the world around you, you'll find it easier to exist. You are never given a burden greater than you can bear. If you feel that you're breaking up or broken, you're not. Why can I be so sure? Well, we have been guaranteed in the Quran that that's not going to happen. We have been given all we need by Allah, free will and instructions. As we go along these videos, you'll be able to appreciate this and apply yourself to life. If you do this, then you will surely become more wise, more content and more successful in this world and in the hereafter, inshallah. So in the next video, we will look more closely at the model by which we describe the Muslim mind, its basic parts. We'll take an overview of it. We'll talk about how your emotions, your intellect, and your wisdom and deen develop, and how they relate to each other. Please subscribe and like and tell your friends. I look forward to seeing you in the next video. Wassalam, and thank you so much for watching.